travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, Mallorca has been a package holiday favourite for generations, but lately we're talking as much about heat waves and tourism protests as sunny resorts. Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is just back from Mallorca. Paul, good morning.
How are you doing?
Still as nice as ever?
It is. I'll give you a few notes on that, but my basic answer is yes and a thumbs up. I was there a week ago and I've been steadily this week just undoing all the benefits of it, yeah. Answering my emails.
Was it too hot for you though?
So that was our main worry going. One of our family doesn't deal well with the heat and the rest of us love the sea and love the heat. So we were trying to get the mix right. We knew going in July was taking a risk, but luckily for us, June was when it had its heat wave. Now, it was uncomfortable in June. It was the mid to high 30s, like you will have seen. You'd be familiar with this across southern Europe in summers these days. When we got there, the temperatures were maybe from 26 to about 31 or 32. So I would call that totally manageable and gorgeous.
Any protests about the density of tourism?
So they happened earlier in the summer as well. They happened last year. That's definitely a trend that's on the rise. I saw a small tourist at the airport. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been conscious of it if I wasn't working in this area. But I did, in July, you did notice the pinch. You know, I'm one of those people, and I'm sure many of your listeners will be the same, that I was lucky enough to go to Mallorca on a package holiday as a child. I went when my wife and I were dating, and I went back with my kids now. And it's kind of one of those destinations we're familiar with through the generations. But each time I've gone, it's been more built up. The traffic has been more of a squeeze. There's been a little more impatience. The debates about, you know, the short-term rentals versus affordability for locals are growing. So that's all happening.
Yeah. Now, what about those who have been to Magaluf on their leaving cert? Will they be going back with their kids and say, I remember this vividly.
Well,
it was great.
Is the most fascinating case study. Yeah, Magaluf, it used to be known as Shagaluf. You remember that, the reports. They have, for the last 10 years, been trying to pivot to become a destination that, yes, there's parties and, yes, there's boozy bars and streets in the town and all the rest of it, but trying to become more family friendly and add a touch of luxury tourism. And bit by bit, I must say, it's having success. There's a famous hotel called BH that has rebranded as the Fergus Club Mallorca Water Park, which is now family friendly. The catch line is Magaluf for all / be responsible. It's got all sorts of bans on the amount of drinks you can order on tours, bar hopping tours. It has just opened a whole new promenade. And get this, in October, it's having a festival of literature.
Oh my goodness.
One of the draws on it is Irish author John Boyne, actually, just out of interest. But it's off season now, October the 2nd to the 5th. But if you're looking at going to Mallorca off season, there's a programme of events. So I would never have associated Magaluf with literature, but no. That just goes to show what they're trying to do.
And if you don't want to go high season, what's the weather like in the shoulder season?
I always say if I could go in September, and when my kids are at an age where we're back to going just the two of us, I think September is what I would choose. The crowd are pulling away, the kids are back at school, but the sea is still lovely and warm, the temperatures are lovely. October will be like May, it'll kind of dip to about 20 to 25 degrees and then you're into winter. But Mallorca, it's part of this whole trying to deal with over tourism. It's trying to spread visitors throughout the year, so there's lots to do in autumn and winter.
Santa Ponsa still popular?
Still popular. I stayed this time in a place called Andrax, which is literally just 10 kilometres down the road from Santa Ponsa. You both are slightly northwest of Palma, so you come out of the airport and you head in that direction. Magaluf, Santa Ponsa, Andrax. These are kind of names that Irish people will be familiar with for the brochures for ages. And Pagera is another resort along there. Lots of English accents, lots of German accents, lots of Irish accents, and everybody speaks English.
I mean, is Palma still lovely? Horse-drawn carriages and palm trees lining the boulevards?
Pat, it is, but you'd be sharing it with one or two other tourists, I have to tell you. It is at its best, just beautiful. The sandy-coloured buildings, the Gothic cathedral, the Pasig del Born with the huge trees providing the shade. There's an old pastry shop called Forte Teatro that's just around the corner with this kind of Art Nouveau facade. You can sit out and have your Tinto de Verano as the sun sort of settles down in the evening. It's got big shops. It's got clubs, it's got lovely tapas. It's a surprisingly big city, like it's bigger than Seville. And it has all of that, but You will see at this time of the year the harbour crammed with yachts, and some of them outrageously expensive. The streets are crammed with shoppers. We queued for 20 minutes to get a taxi back to our resort. Oh. So you just have to sort of be prepared for that and plan for it. So your locals will tell you very quickly, oh, the motorway running from Andrax into Palma de Mallorca is going to be busy between 3 and 6. So avoid that, or try and, you know, go in the morning or go later.
Yeah. But still, ideally, but September.
It's a beautiful city. And look, if you were thinking about a city break in autumn or winter, yeah, even, you know, October, November, because it's a city, because it has the cathedral, has the Juan Miró Museum.
There'll be plenty to do.
Yeah, yeah. You're not necessarily going
now,
for sun.
Getting there, I presume there are package holidays. There are also presumably DIY direct flights that you can use.
This is because it's a destination like the Algarve that we're so used to. There's huge amounts of capacity from all Irish airports. A couple of ideas for packages. Sunway has a seven night three star deal in Alcudia, departing in late September, $379 per person. Barter's Travel Net in Cork has 7 nights from Shannon, departing October 1st in Magaluf, $629. That's a four star. I stayed at a place called Zafiro Palace Andrax in Camp de Mar. I'll be reviewing that shortly. That has suites from $380 per night. So really, whatever you're looking for around the island, there's a huge amount of stock. And once we go out of August, I was checking this just yesterday, actually, the prices nosedive nicely.
And a number of people saying Puerto Pollença up north.
Yeah.
It's a new town down from Alcudia. Stunning.
It's
a very refined resort. I lived there. Well, 16 years. Beautiful.
Beautiful. And the North Coast, actually, if you're into, you want to find fewer people, the North West is a good place to go, particularly if you like the water. You'll find one of the sort of the legacies of the volume of tourists is that the beaches are crowded and there's less fish than I would have noticed when I was snorkeling 20 years ago and all that. But there are more reserves on the North Coast. Alcudia is super popular. Also in the Southeast Calador, Irish people would know that name as well.
All right. Paulo Canila, travel editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much for joining us. The old train from Palma to Soler is magical.
Yeah. Isn't it? Anyway. There's a lot of nostalgia comes out with Mallorca too, isn't it? And that's still there. It's beautiful.
That's good to know. Paul, thank you very much.